Blog Talk Radio.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. But the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to make war against the rest of her offspring, those who obey God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Jesus.
And when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Wake up to the sound of music, Mother Mary comes to me, singing words of wisdom, let it be.
Welcome to Deeper Truth, our halftime show for the Super Bowl. The Rosary Miracles, the Virgin Mary. Our halftime show for the Super Bowl, Rosary Miracles, Virgin Mary. Beyonce will be seen on television, which will include her music like Naughty Girls, Irreplaceable. People named her World's Most Beautiful Woman in 2012. However, God will never play second fiddle as the Virgin Mary, our Queen, is the most beautiful woman and the greatest example of modesty, purity, and love of God. If Boyance was really in her right mind, she would seek the Lord through Mary. If she did, then her halftime show could be uplifting. And my co-host for the Journey with Mary series, John Carpenter, a Catholic convert, and he has a great, which I will be sharing here, the miracles of the rosary, points to the importance that Jesus and Mary give to the Queen of devotions. In Psalms chapter 45, beginning with verse 7, therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. Your robes are all fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. From ivory palaces, stringed instruments make you glad. So our Lord loves stringed instruments. Okay. Daughters of kings are among your ladies of honor. At your right hand stands the Queen in gold of Orphil. That would be the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hear, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Why? Well, the King will desire your beauty. So the Lord desires our lady's music, yes, but her beauty. But her music, well, let it be, which we heard just a few moments ago. And this is Mary's song of praise. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him. From generation to generation he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his posterity forever. So, I encourage you to pray the rosary and to make the Mass the center of your life. And yes, we can appreciate the talent of people today, but when people named Beyonce the world's most beautiful woman, well, I'm going to defend Our Lady, our Queen, as our Lord chose her from all women in eternity. And she, and her beauty is one of purity. She is humble. She is our spiritual mother. And so she wants to take us to a place that supersedes all things we can perceive in our senses. She wants to take us to where Jesus is, into the Sacred Heart of Jesus, where we can delve into his mercy. And that's what's most important. And so as we look to the Super Bowl, and I will say go Chiefs, you know, but we pray for America, and we pray for those who are persecuted, and we pray for those who are most in need, and thank the Lord for our liberty and freedom, and we must stand for it. You lose what you don't use. So enjoy the Super Bowl, and enjoy John Carpenter's talk that he presents here. rosary, miracles. So, here we go.
And already so much zeal to get out there and do things that are to bring souls to the good Lord. And have you seen the Jesus and Mary back there, Marian conference? See the banner back there? And this plot, this program that you got. John one day didn't know how to do it, and the next day he did. Isn't that one of the most beautiful programs you ever saw?
Thank you.
And John's, I think the reason they put him on the Marian team as co-director with me was because he was a kind of like a psychologist. They thought I needed help.
No, I am.
And I think he was thinking I needed help. Well, you know.
We got that fixed.
Yeah, we got it fixed. But John, one of the beautiful things he's done, and those that are getting them can attest to it, is that once a week, he will send out a Marian apparition that's happened over the centuries. You know, we know, you could probably test everybody in there, and most Vedic people might know 4 to 6 Marian apparitions. You know, the ones you hear all the time. But you know there's been hundreds over the centuries. You know, Mary, and Jesus, the good Lord has used her many, many times to touch people all around the world. And so he's researched them. He works out of his information out of, I think, Toledo University.
Dayton.
Dayton. Mm-hmm. They're both in the same state. Dayton. Okay. And get on that list to receive that.
Back
there's
then.
No cost to it. If you got an email, he'll send it to you once a week. We started another thing that we send out a Eucharistic adoration, kind of stagger. The ones, not the Eucharistic adoration, the Eucharistic miracles.
Yeah.
Once a week. So if you want to get on an email list for those things, no cost for them. But if those interest you to see where Mary's been, to see what Eucharistic miracles have been out there, it's phenomenal. You know, it's funny sometimes, how are we being told some of this stuff? You know, well, we are now. So get on that email, and we'll send them to you. All right. John is a co-director of the Marian Association for Southern Missouri. If you have not signed up to be a part of that, guys, this team, I still see some of them here tonight. Some of them are in adoration. They have different things that they're covering. They help put this all together, this team. You know, I see Corrine, I see Alice. I'm sure others are here. I'm blind as a bat most of the time. But, John was a very, very strong part of that. And so I give you John Carpenter.
Thank you. Oh, it's been a long day, hasn't it? But I'm telling you, we're going to go out with a blast here, okay? I have a slideshow to illustrate Marian apparitions through the centuries, and you don't see that very often. And you're going to see some things I know you haven't seen, because I have dug and dug and dug. And yes, they're approved, or in the process of being approved, and we'll talk about that. Let's hit the lights. There we go. Mary, come on out. Come on. There she comes. All right. I brought my lantern up here because we don't have a light. So, okay. Visions of the Virgin Mary sound like fantasy, wishful thinking, hallucination, or some kind of religious delusion. Remember, psychiatric background. Until somebody digs into the details of such claims, many assumptions will be made that minimize or eliminate any serious consideration. Now, I do have 34 years of experience working in psychiatry as a psychiatric therapist, licensed clinical social worker. So anybody claiming to talk to Jesus or to see the Virgin Mary would immediately be suspected of having a psychological problem. Religious delusions and hallucinations are very common. We would be discussing what medication they should be on. That sounds awful, doesn't it? Well, we do have patients that need it. Okay, so when I heard about Fatima years ago, both as a Methodist and as a psychological therapist, I assumed, there it is again, that a large crowd of religious folks in Portugal had worked themselves up into a religious frenzy, creating a mass hysteria with a probable misinterpretation of some light in the sky. Boy, did I not know anything. And I was wrong. As I went through formal RCIA classes just 4 years ago to become Catholic, I learned that there were at least 4 visitations of the Virgin Mary on record, and that was sure not very often for 2,000 years. So I borrowed a DVD from the church library to understand more about what happened at Fatima. That was the first turning point for me. Mary had appeared directly in front of children in human form, had spoken with them, and the children were able to tell adults when and where she would appear next, and she always would. Children aren't that good if they're making it up. All right. The series of Fatima visits culminated in a massive gathering of close to 100,000 people, which included skeptics, doubters, atheists, news reporters, journalists, investigators, because they were there to prove it was all a bunch of baloney. Not just religious believers. And all of them together experienced a stunning display in the sky, as Mary had predicted on the exact day, at the exact hour that she had told the children. Everybody present was convinced that this was not a hoax, nor a delusion. The miracle of the sun left no doubt in anybody's mind. It had been a miserable, cold, and rainy day with mud puddles everywhere and people soaked in their clothing. Still 100,000. That's more than the Super Bowl, you know. Think about that. But when the sun danced and came hurtling toward the earth, their clothes were suddenly dry and the ground was suddenly free of all mud and moisture. Now, how do you pull that trick off? It's a pretty good one. It was much more than any illusion. Nothing could explain the supernatural display in the sky that was also seen by others as far as 10 miles away that weren't even involved. This was neither mass hysteria nor imagination. This was real. But wait a minute. What am I saying? Has the cheese slid off my cracker? How could I even believe that the Virgin Mary could be visiting mankind in human form? Even though the story at Fatima is quite interesting and impressive, what does it prove? How could this be, and why aren't people talking about it if it's real? Well, that's a good question. So I decided to explore on my own to learn what encounters had been reported. I went to the main source online, and you can get there. It's called the Mary page. That simple, the Mary page. The International Marian Research Institute at the University of Dayton in Ohio, which also holds the largest collection of printed materials and videos on the Blessed Virgin in the entire world, right there in Dayton, Ohio. They have collected 2,546 documented encounters with the Virgin Mary over the past 2,000 years. Now think about that, 2,400 and something in 2,000 years. She's been busy every year. There have been as many as 386 alleged visits just in the last century. Now you didn't know about that. But one important detail is that the Catholic Church has only dismissed 79 of those 386, leaving 292 still open for eventual approval. And now 3 of those 79 are going back under reinvestigation because there was some, well, wasn't exactly a fair investigation. They found some things that weren't proper, and so they're redoing 3 of them. So that still leaves an awful lot. So as I began to sift through various reports, I found many fascinating and well-documented encounters. It's right there. When I would ask other Catholics about apparitions, because here I am, a new Catholic, so I'm saying, hey, guys, what about this? And they go, huh? And I was like shocked. They couldn't name more than three or four apparitions. And here I was studying 60 well-documented apparitions. Well, this stunned me because the information is just sitting there if you know how to look for it. I began to see that many of the same descriptions, same actions, and messages were showing up in the data from encounters all over this planet. The kind of memorable events that occurred in Fatima, Lourdes, and Guadalupe have actually been happening all along at other locations around the world over these years. So as I started to share my research regarding these apparition events, the typical response I began getting from other Catholics was, "Is this one approved by the Catholic Church?" As I began looking for a simple answer to that question, I found that official approval is not a simple or quick process. The Vatican establishes a very careful and conservative approach to all claims of apparition events. There are different levels and types of approval. In fact, there are many apparitions approved at the bishop level, and according to Pope Paul in the 60s, that was good enough, if you didn't know that. We all think that the Vatican has to always have the last say, and Pope Paul says, nope, if the local bishop says it's good, that's okay. Now, some of them, Medjugorje in particular, the Vatican is going to rule on because of different controversy and things. But usually they just let the local bishop say, hey, it's okay, see, and that's something I learned in doing this. And there are hundreds approved at the bishop level. There has never been a consistent approach to this matter when you consider all the different countries around the world involved. I mean, they don't have like this little team that goes everywhere. I mean, you depend on the country. And what if they're in the middle of a war or a famine or something else? What if it's a poor country and they don't have an investigative team ready to go? So, you know, it's not an easy thing. The Catholic Church is wisely conservative in such matters. But the wait for official approval is averaging around 57 years. Averaging. With as long as 342 years in one case and 1 month in another. Now you think, well, why would it take 300 some years? Again, it just depends on what country it was and the investigation. The first American apparition to be approved actually took place in 1859, Champion, Wisconsin, but was not officially approved until 151 years later, just 2010, just recent. Then there are Marian apparitions occurring in some countries like Egypt that fall under the jurisdiction of the Coptic Pope. A lot of people say, we have a Coptic Pope. Yes, there is a Coptic Pope. So the Vatican cannot comment on anything that falls under the Coptic jurisdiction. So when a total of 40 million people witnessed the visits of the Blessed Virgin in a suburb of Cairo during the years of 1968 to 1971, the Vatican could not comment. And most of us heard nothing about it. But the events were so impressive, as most of the investigators and skeptics saw her themselves, that the Coptic Pope gave the events full papal approval within 1 month. And I will show you pictures from that event. She is very real in that she has been touched, hugged, and kissed by us. Everything Father Al said was absolutely right on. She is not an illusion or holographic image. She has been seen by as many as 250,000 people at once and even photographed, and yes, I do have that. She weeps for us, she laughs with us, she blesses us and cautions us as our concerned and loving mother. Undeniable healings and miracles are in abundance in association with her visitations. Everything she has predicted or forewarned has come true. When she says she will appear somewhere on a given day and a given time, she has never failed to appear. When she says there will be a healing, it has always happened almost immediately. But the general public has some misconceptions and serious doubts about all of this. After all, isn't this just a Catholic thing? I mean, they pray to Mary, right? Just a Catholic thing. And only Catholics are seeing her. You know, it's actually just the opposite. She has appeared to every faith in every part of the world. Her appearances in Egypt were to Muslims, Jews, Coptics, Greek Orthodox, Hindus, and others. She has appeared in Japan, China, Russia, India, Vietnam, and Africa. Not just France. Okay. Another myth is that she only appears to very religious people who want to see her. Again, the direct opposite is true. She appeared to three atheists in Batania, Venezuela, in 1984, and they were totally unprepared for experiencing something that they had never believed in. I mean, it really blows your mind when you don't believe in something and it shows up in front of you. So it did change them. She has appeared to strongly anti-Catholic people, people who hated the Pope and wanted to kill him and were vehemently dismissing her, and she changed them by showing up with them, completely altering their lives forever with strong conversions to Catholicism. She has appeared to poor, illiterate people who have never read the Bible or been to church. She asked two kids in Switzerland, "How often do you go to church?" And they said, "Hardly never." She was still there talking to him. Every authentic visionary who has been psychologically tested has been found to be healthy and normal. But is the Virgin Mary appearing as a vision or a real physical being? Well, both sometimes. She has allowed people to touch her, hold her hand, lay their heads on her lap. In Medjugorje, she allowed a skeptical investigator to touch her so that she would know that Blessed Mary was real. She has kissed, hugged, and arranged the healing of others, and some photographs have been taken and passed the scrutiny of critics. Well, has science been involved? Because this is the generation of science. And this is why I like giving this talk, because I want children out there who right now could care less about any of this to hear this kind of factual presentation. Has any of this been put to scientific testing? Yes. Doctors and scientists, in fact, they have a panel when they approve an apparition. There's like seven theologians, seven medical people, and seven scientists that will be involved. And they've been doing that since the early 1800s. They found the visionaries to exist in some kind of protective supernatural realm. During their encounters with Mary, they could not be harmed or distracted by pain, needle pricks, loud noises, I mean like 1,000 watts, real loud noises, bright lights, flames to their skin, cold objects, physical falls, or touching their eyes while they're open. If it was raining, they would not get wet. If someone tried to pick them up and move them, they could not be moved, not easily. As if suddenly weighing a great deal, well, the hand of God is on them, so can't move them. Their lips would move to speak, but the voice boxes would be, quote, shut off, and an odd whisper would replace normal speech. And I have actual video recordings of that. If walking in mud or over rough, treacherous terrain, they would never get dirty or suffer any scratches or wounds. Their eyes focus on the same point in space, and they drop to their knees in unison without any warning. I have a video actually from Medjugorje where you see all five children, they're praying, and all of a sudden they stop on the same word and they hit the floor on their knees within 1/5 of a second, and they aren't even looking at each other. It's like Mary's here, boom, and they're on their knees. It's amazing. Several of their bodies at death have never decayed and remain beautifully preserved by divine will alone. This is a miracle. Science can't even begin to explain it. This includes Jacinta from Fatima, Sister Bernadette from Lourdes, and some of you have probably seen her, and Catherine Laboureux from the Miraculous Medal in France. All are lying there under glass, beautifully preserved, except for Jacinta. She's not under glass. But you can actually see Catherine Labora and Sister Bernadette. And I do have a picture of her. Thousands of miraculous healings have been documented worldwide, with as many as just 7,000 from Lourdes alone. You heard Father Al say over 1,000 at Medjugorje. The miracle of the sun has not just happened at Fatima. I've counted at least 40 or 50 times it's been repeated in other apparitions. And people right here in this room I've talked to have seen it themselves. And I've talked to them, and they've been over to Medjugorje, and they have seen the sun doing the same thing. All right, now we're going to take a whirlwind trip through the 2,000 years. Trust me, you're not going to be here all night. This is highlights of the highlights. That's all I can do in this short time. We're going to start with Zaragoza, Spain, January 2nd, 40 A.D. Our Blessed Mary first appeared to St. James in that year, asking him to build a church and leaving him with a small jade pillar and a statue of herself. The items have been carefully preserved and can be seen today in Zaragoza, Spain. It survived a lot. In fact, bombs have dropped on that church. Won't explode. It just is protected. And there's the church in Zaragoza, Spain, where those remain from 40 A.D. In Rome, Italy, 352 A.D., Mary appeared in Rome during the night to both a wealthy couple and the Pope, indicating the next day that there would be a miraculous snowfall in the summer heat of August in Rome. If you know what Rome's like in August, that's like impossible to think of a snowfall. But that would indicate where she wanted her church built. Now, Mary's the great evangelist. If she wants a church built, she's going to tell you where and when. And the snow fell the next day on a hilltop in an odd pattern that actually outlined what appeared to be the shape of a church. It would not melt until suddenly somebody said, "I think that's the outline of a church." So they staked it out, and as soon as they staked it out, the snow melted. But the Pope was there, as well as this wealthy couple. Well, guess who financed the church? The wealthy couple. So Mary knew what she was doing. Now, here's a really cool part. Guess which church that is today? St. Mary Major Basilica in Rome started that way. It's awesome. Guadalupe, Mexico, 1531. The Virgin visited Juan Diego in Mexico, asking him to have a church built. But, of course, he couldn't get any help to do that until he had proof that she was really there. And so, again, there was a miraculous image of herself, Our Lady of Guadalupe. You know, the name Our Lady of Guadalupe was not given to Juan Diego. It was given to his uncle, who was dying, and Mary went to heal him, and she told the uncle, "My image shall be called Our Lady of Guadalupe." Well, he didn't know what she was talking about. Meanwhile, Juan Diego had the image, and his uncle had the name, and they put it together. Scientists today still cannot determine how this image was created and preserved, but it inspired over 9 million conversions to Catholicism in Mexico at that time. Low France, from 1664 through 1718, Mary appeared to an unschooled shepherdess for 54 years. Mary insisted that a church be built completely from donations and by the hands of the poor. Others would smell the heavenly fragrance of roses every time Mary blessed them with a visit in that church. Today, flowers are banned from the church so that if you experience the smell of roses, you'll know it's from Mary. And they still can smell the roses today. Lavang, Vietnam, 1798. By 1798, over 100,000 Vietnamese Catholics had died as martyrs, so many fled deep into the jungle of Lavang. Blessed Mary appeared to the sick, cold, and hungry refugees while they were praying the rosary under a giant banyan tree. And she gave them directions for boiling leaves of nearby trees, which would serve as medicine for their sick. Guess what? It worked. That's pretty cool. Paris, France, July 1830, the miraculous medal. A young nun in Paris, France was blessed with several visits from Our Lady, culminating in a request for a medal to be designed to honor her Immaculate Conception. Because the Virgin Mary had accurately predicted the overthrow of the French throne, the three-day bloodbath of many religious persons, and the safe protection of their own convent, the Archbishop was very impressed and granted the production of millions of medals, nicknamed the Miraculous Medal because of the many miracles associated with the wearing of it. La Salette, France. High in the French Alps in 1846, Blessed Mary appeared to two shepherd children. Crying continuously, Our Lady predicted the great famine and plague that would hit Europe and the decline of religion and morals in the world. She said, quote, "Several religious institutions will lose all faith and will lose many souls. Evil books will be abundant on earth, and the spirit of darkness will spread everywhere, a universal slackening in all that concerns the service of God. The true faith of the Lord having been forgotten, they will abolish civil rights. All civil governments will have one and the same plan, to abolish and do away with every religious principle, to make way for materialism, atheism, spiritualism, and vice of all kinds. There will be a time of false peace in the world. People will think of nothing but amusement. The wicked will give themselves to all kinds of sin." This is in 1846. Wow. By the way, they built a basilica on the spot, 7,000 feet high in the Alps. Tell me, that was not easy. Father Rick in Branson has been to La Salette. He said it was the most beautiful, peaceful place he's ever been to. Gorgeous place. Lourdes, France. Our Lady met with Bernadette Soubirous on 16 occasions, emphasizing penance, the conversion of sinners, and to have a church built there. Our Lady had her dig a hole in the mud with her fingers, which began producing a flow of water over the next few days. Today, that spring gushes 14,500 gallons of water per day, past a new church that can seat 20,000 people underground. Over 7,000 authenticated medical miracles have been associated with the flowing water at Lourdes, and Bernadette's body refuses to decay through divine intervention, going on over 130 years later. I wouldn't look that good after 1 month. How can you explain it? It's a miracle. Pontmain, France, 1871. Blessed Mary responded to a priest's call for help in Pontmain, France, because the Prussian troops were threatening to invade. She reassured them of her presence with a beautiful display in that night sky for 3 hours. And the next day, she appeared to the invading soldiers, and it wasn't so pretty. She told them, turn around, go home. And they did. So she intervened, and she's done that a number of times. Knock, Ireland, 1879. In the evening of August 21st, 14 people were drawn by an eerie glow to the back of their church. They gathered in the pouring rain for an hour and a half to marvel at the glowing figures from heaven, Blessed Mary, Saint Joseph, and Saint John, along with a lamb on an altar with two angels hovering on each side. The figures were three-dimensional and moving slightly, but yet remaining dry in the pouring rain. One account, eyewitness account, said that they were so close they could see the blue pupils of Mary's eyes, and in the Bible that St. John was holding, they could read the print on the pages. They were that detailed, that close. So this isn't some foggy vision. This is very, very detailed. They also could see the wings of the angels fluttering and hair blowing from Mary in the night breeze. But for an hour and a half in the pouring rain, they were just fixed to that spot. The people of Ireland had been needing hope during this time of the potato famine, and Mary's beautiful image and heavenly display let everyone know that she was there for them, offer them hope, and she became known as Our Lady of Hope there. A year later, they all returned to the site of the church on the exact day, hoping she would return. She didn't. And there's Knock today. Quite a transformation. I tell you, when Mary wants a church built, she really does a good job. She really does. Donglu, China. In similar fashion, Our Lady appeared in the skies over Donglu when the local priests begged for help against invading troops of the Boxer Rebellion. The rebel soldiers fired bullets foolishly at her beautiful image in the sky. Now, this isn't actually from that. It's just an illustration. But they fired on her image in the sky. That's not something you want to do. I mean, she didn't get nasty about it, but guess who did? A blazing Saint Michael appeared on horseback, surrounded by flames, came down out of the sky, and scattered 10,000 invaders. Now, that's a lot of people, so they had to really see something. And I tell you, if Saint Michael came after me, I'd be running too. I mean, really, come on. There they are today. Oh, they like Mary. Donglu likes Mary. They saved their town. Fatima, of course, we're familiar with that. Our Lady met with three children on the 13th of each month, emphasizing penance and the praying of the rosary as the most powerful prayer to save mankind and repel the devil. She showed them images of hell and said, "You have seen hell where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world a devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If what I say to you is done, many souls will be saved and there will be peace. The war, World War I, is going to end. But if the people do not cease offending God, a worse war, World War II, will break out during the pontificate of Pius the 11th. Wait a minute, nobody knew who that was yet. She slipped. Well, Pius the 11th was elected eventually, but Mary kind of slipped and told him who it was going to be before her time. So nobody knew who that was, but it came to pass. And a holy father may die from an attack. Guess who that was? I shall come later to ask for the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart, and if my requests are heeded, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. Mary correctly foretold the end of World War I, the selection of Pope Pius XI, the outbreak of World War II, and the attempted assassination of Pope John Paul II, which occurred on the 64th anniversary of the first Fatima apparition, May 13th, at the same exact hour of 5 o'clock p.m. I think there's a little divine intervention there. Pope John Paul II miraculously lived and gave Mary all the credit, and he traveled to Fatima a year later on May 13th, 1982, to consecrate the world to her Immaculate Heart. What happened in the 1980s? Within a few years, Russia was peacefully breaking apart and the Berlin Wall came down without a fight. I know you haven't heard of this one. There's a good reason for that, but I don't have time. Ghia de Benate, Italy, 1944. Mary appeared to an 8-year-old girl beginning on May 13th. Emphasizing family values and drawing crowds of as many as 350,000 per night. With a number of celestial displays, the spinning of the sun, while the little girl received messages. It was almost an exact duplicate of Fatima. Just real quick, the reason you didn't hear about it is because a little scandal broke out in the investigation and one guy literally tormented this little girl and made her retract everything. And once it got retracted, then everyone was afraid to approve it, and it got buried. But tell those 350,000 people who saw all the amazing things in the sky going on and the messages from the little girl, if they believe. Anyway, here's one message. Oh, there's one of the crowd. Just to show you, it really happened. And the message was, I hope that all those, this is Mary saying this, I hope that all those who get to know my words will make every kind of effort to earn paradise. Those who suffer without complaining will obtain anything they ask from my Son and me. Pray for the poor, stubborn sinners who are dying in this moment and who pierce my heart. Amsterdam, Holland. Between 1945 and 1959, a woman experienced 56 apparitions with prophetic visions for the future. Our Lady predicted the liberation from Holland from the Nazis 1 month before it happened. She predicted the formation of Israel as an independent state in 1948, 3 years before it happened. The takeover of China by the communist forces, 4 years before it happened. The outbreak of the Korean War, 1 year before it happened. And the secret testing of nuclear weapons in Russia, 3 years before they did so. She also gave this woman visions of future troubles in Cairo, Egypt. Wow. The Balkans, Yugoslavia, Medjugorje. And the wars in the desert, which she later identified as Iraq. There were also visions of chemical warfare and alarming inventions, perhaps with genetics in laboratories. Mary said, quote, for the world is not saved by force, the world is saved by the Spirit. For it is nothing other than ideas which rule the world. The first and greatest commandment is love. That is what this world lacks. Love of God, love of neighbor. Garibaldi, Spain, 1961 to 1965, this little tiny town in northern Spain. Beginning in 1961, Our Lady appeared to four young girls hundreds of times over a four-year span. Blessed Mary emphasized the importance of the Eucharist, indicating that she had failed to emphasize that strongly enough at Fatima. To provide a miracle late one night for the hundreds of hopeful onlookers, a host materialized out of thin air and appeared on the tongue of one of the girls during the Eucharist. This miracle was captured on a short strip of movie film. There is a frame of the Eucharist appearing out of thin air, the host appearing out of thin air. Mary said, quote, we must make many sacrifices, perform penance, and visit the Blessed Sacrament frequently. But first, we must lead good lives. If we do not, a chastisement will befall us. The cup is already filling up, and if the people do not change, a very great chastisement will come upon us. The Virgin then outlined, by the way, do you think they're seeing anything here? I mean, how do you fake that? I mean, that's just an amazing picture. The Virgin then outlined a three-stage process in which a warning would awaken each individual in the world in his present spiritual status. It's like you'll have a moment with God. A permanent miracle would become visible at the apparition site to inspire conversion and belief again in God. Kind of like your last chance here. And a chastisement, worse than being enveloped in fire, could follow if we do not heed the Virgin's words. It's almost like she's saying, wait till your father gets home. You are really in trouble. It's hard saying it. Janonis, Lithuania, 1962. The only reason I mention this one is what she said. Our Lady appeared to a young woman, revealing to her that she'd be appearing next in Egypt. And she did so 6 years later. Here we go. Zeytun, Egypt, 1968 to 1971. Our Lady had already appeared to a wealthy family in Zeytun, which is a little suburb of Cairo, in 1920, promising that if they were to build a church on this site, in her honor, she would do something special for that church in about 50 years. Now, no one remembered that, forgot all about that. Well, guess what? About 50 years later, They did build the church as requested. They call it St. Mary's Church, very good name. And 48 years later, in April of 1968, Mary kept her promise and began making appearances on the roof of the church over the next 4 years. She would wave to and bless the crowds that reached 250,000 in number. Oh yeah, there they are. Often accompanied by supernatural lights, billowing clouds of incense, and luminous doves that flew about her. A few good photographs were taken. And I'll just show you this. Maybe a little hard to see here. I blow it up. If you look closely, you can actually see the points of her crown right there. Points of her crown. There's a rosary around her neck, the halo behind her, her hands are folded. And you might think, oh, yeah, it's Photoshop or something. Okay, wait a minute. 1968. We just had color print film for a few years at that point. There was no internet, no digital photography, no Photoshop, no computers. And sorry to say, there was 250,000 witnesses. So there's no chance for faking. They all saw her and someone got a picture, okay? But that's amazing. That's amazing. But I especially like you see the kids in the foreground here. The kids are right there. Anyway, this went on for quite some time. This is, again, one you didn't hear about because it's under the Coptic Pope, okay? So again, billowing clouds of incense, luminous doves. The Coptic Pope sent investigators. Most of them witnessed her presence for themselves, which then they go, okay, there she is. Let's approve it. I mean, what are you going to do? Pope Paul, as you see in the upper left there, you know, we didn't hear about that, but he went there and looked at the photos and, you know, secretly, but he couldn't say anything because it's out of his jurisdiction. And there's Pope John Paul II greeting the Coptic Pope at that time. All right. Akita, Japan, 1973. Our Lady appeared to a nun in Japan. Mary shared many things with her, including this message. I am weeping because humanity is not accepting my motherly invitation to conversion. The public signs of my immense sorrow, meaning the crying statue here, are not believed in. Man is becoming ever more corrupt, godless, wicked, and cruel. A chastisement worse than the flood is about to come upon this poor and perverted humanity. Fire will descend from heaven. This will be the sign that God, in his justice, has, as of now, fixed the hour of his great manifestation. I am weeping because the church is continuing along the road of division, of loss of the true faith. I'm weeping because in great numbers the souls of my children are being lost and going to hell. Prepare yourselves to receive Christ in the splendor of his glory, because the great day of the Lord has even now arrived. This statue of Mary in the convent chapel began weeping real human tears, which were tested on over 100 occasions over the next 8 years. Coapa, Nicaragua. In 1980, Our Lady appeared to a 50-year-old man in Nicaragua. This humble man felt inadequate to share messages of such a divine nature. He says, hey, get someone else. This is really too big for me. And she goes, nope, you're the one. You're the one. He couldn't get out of it. Believe me, you aren't going to get out of it if she decides it's you. Juan Diego said the same thing. Get somebody else, you know. She said to him, quote, the suffering of this world cannot be removed. That is the way life is. There are many problems with the husband, with the wife, with the children, with the brothers. Talk, converse, so the problems will be resolved in peace. Do not turn to violence. Never turn to violence. Pray for faith in order that you will have patience. I am with all of you, even though you do not see me. I am the mother of all you sinners. Love one another. Forgive each other. Make peace. Pray, pray, my son, for all the world. Grave dangers threaten the world. The mother never forgets her children, and I have not forgotten what you suffer. Invoke me with these words. Holy Virgin, you are my mother, the mother to all of us sinners. But in Nicaragua, Violence did break out in a few years, with a brutal war between the Sandinistas and the Contras, causing over 200,000 Nicaraguans to flee to the United States. So she tried to warn them. Medjugorje. In 1981, six teenagers found themselves in the presence of Our Blessed Mother in Medjugorje. 32 years later, they are still having contact her, which has enabled scientists, doctors, and other experts to fully study this phenomena. Many supernatural things have taken place in Medjugorje, the dancing of the sun, rosaries turning to gold, and I know people right here that's happened to, miraculous healings, statues weeping human tears, a 30-foot concrete cross rotating or vanishing, and Mary's imaging taking its place, and bombs that won't explode if dropped on this village. In fact, they had two jet fighters come in to destroy the village. Beautiful blue sky, clear morning. As they approached, suddenly this strange fog appeared, covered the village. One plane mysteriously crashed. The other pilot defected and quit. Think there was any help there? They wouldn't talk about it. Each of the six children is receiving 10 secrets. I love this picture. Look at that. And make sure you see Yakov, the 10-year-old, right down there. You can barely see. Each of the six children is receiving 10 secrets. Some of the release details indicate the advent of a three-stage process of spiritual awakening. This will sound familiar. A warning or a moment with God. A miracle at the apparition site, some permanent sign that will be in place that you can see and photograph but you cannot touch. And it'll be there forever. And a possible major chastisement or purification of the world during three terrifying days of darkness. There are two big reasons why these apparitions have not yet received approval. The first bishop, a firm believer, was threatened by the government with prison, and he just couldn't do it, so he retracted his statements of belief. When he retired or was replaced, the next and present bishop today has never believed in any apparitions anywhere, not Fatima, Lourdes, or anywhere. Wrong guy for the job. But we're in luck because the Vatican decided something wasn't being totally objective there, and in 2009 they pulled it from the bishop's authority and began their own three-year investigation, starting in 2010, ending in 2013. So we're holding our breath. But the Vatican knew they better get involved in this because it wasn't happening like it really ought to. There's too much good going on there to ignore. So that's why you still haven't heard anything. And the kids went through every kind of test. You can see Ivanka there. They got a card in front of her eyes. She doesn't see it. She's in touch with the Virgin at that moment. She's wired up with all these leads and electrodes. They're testing her brain and checking everything out. The good news is that several groups of scientists have concluded that events can only be explained by supernatural causes that all surpass modern science. Modern science says we can't explain it. It's something supernatural going on. And that was from different countries, different groups of scientists. They are wired up. This is years later. See, they've gotten a little older. They're still being tested. All right, Kibeho, Rwanda, Africa. Also in 1981, the very same year, began a series of visits by Our Lady to Kibeho in Rwanda. Over 8 years, eight teenagers had many encounters, causing Kibeho to become a spiritual beacon of hope for that region. But one vision in the late 1980s shook the visionaries badly. Quote, "There were images of destruction, trees exploding in flames, torture, human carnage, severed human heads, gushing blood, and a vast valley piled high with the remains of a million rotting, headless corpses, with not a single soul left alive to bury the dead." Now that freaked him out. He said, what is she talking about? That was just like really terrifying. Every visionary received the same horrific image from the weeping virgin that day. The virgin stated sadly that if the people do not work together and come to her son, that these visions would come true. Our Lady said, if her warning came to pass, cry not for those who would die, because the gates of heaven would be open for them as they would have died innocently. She said, quote, cry instead for those who will remain alive, because many will be tempted to violence and revenge. Others will not be able to bear to live with the wrong they have done to others. And there will be some who will be left. They will be left to tell of the goodness of God, because there is nothing else that could console them after the pain they would have experienced. Just 6 years later, a horrific genocide hit Rwanda, just as Mary had predicted, leaving the rivers and landscape full of rotting, bloody, decapitated bodies of millions of people. Manila, Philippines, 1986. Hey, this is recent. President Marcos, remember Imelda Marcos with her 3,000 pairs of shoes, remember? Okay, anyway. President Marcos was trying to put down a rebellion of the people to his dictator-like control. In a final showdown, tanks and soldiers of his were advancing on the rebels, who were only protected by a wall of people chanting the rosary and carrying statues of the Blessed Virgin, and they were relentless. In fact, several nuns even climbed up on the tanks or lay in the roads to slow them down, but they kept coming. All of a sudden, the soldiers were awestruck, stopping dead in their tracks. A beautiful woman encased in immense bright light, and a woman encased in bright light, like the sun, was, and this is not an actual photo, I created that for an illustration. She was encased in immense bright light, dressed as a nun, and she became clearly visible standing right in front of the tanks. The light was dazzling as the crowd saw her appear. According to these soldiers, a beautiful woman, dressed in blue with heavenly eyes, appeared in front of them, extended her arms outward, and spoke in a voice that was clearly audible to everyone, "Dear soldiers, stop. Do not harm my children. Do not kill my people. I am the queen of this land." The soldiers then dropped their weapons and joined the throngs of people to turn and fight with them against President Marcos. The soldiers claimed that the woman was the Virgin Mary. A television station was televising the event, which prompted thousands of residents of the Philippines to run into the streets out of their homes in celebration, shouting, "Mother Mary is with us." With nobody left to defend him, President Marcos fled to Hawaii that night. Now, that is not the report that CNN gave you on the news. They just didn't want to touch that. But that happened in the Philippines. That's how that all changed suddenly. She is with us. Other apparitions continued into the 1990s, appearing in Ecuador, Venezuela, Ukraine, China, Egypt, and the United States. The last approved series of apparitions occurred in December of 2009. Guess where they were? Warak El Hadar, Egypt, near Cairo. And we know the problems Egypt's been having. And there, Our Lady appeared again on the church top to thousands walking the roof of the church, accompanied again by flying luminous doves. I remember that Jesus said at the time of his death that his mother Mary would become a mother for all of us. She is the essence of the Holy Spirit in human form, trying to guide us, trying to warn us, help us, teach us, and lead us to her Son, Jesus. She is not a supernatural being with magical powers. She is a method and a means for God to reach us, get our attention, teach us, and keep us on track through her messages from Jesus and her involvement with humanity. So what am I saying? God is alive and well and has been speaking to us through Mother Mary all along, but in general, we have not been listening. We've been too self-absorbed in our own personal dramas, devices of technology, and selfish pursuits to earn the best incomes and completely forget who created us, who loves us, and who is there to help us, if we would just take Him seriously. Our Lady is a great inspiration, bringing God's Word to us and reminding us that she is our eternal Mother who loves us, cares for us, protects us, warns us, and is there. Her appearances, her predictions, and her messages prove that God is alive and well and very aware of everything that's going on every day. Thank you very much.
in watching Rihanna, whether or not she's doing the halftime show or whoever's doing it, because they advertise it would be buoyant, but that's big. I don't know, just from watching. But regardless who it is, if it's buoyant or if it's Rihanna or whoever they have that's going to be actually doing the performance, if it's anything like the performance that Rihanna gave with her dancers beforehand, if it's anything like that, I sat there and I looked at that and I'm thinking, man, that's like idols. It just felt that way. And so that song, I'm Not Going to Bow to Your Idols. So maybe next time for the Super Bowl, we could do something that's a little bit more family-oriented and something more American-oriented. That could be very good. So, but anyway, so I'm hoping that as you hear the talk about the show, the midtime, because you're going to hear it about all over the media and everything and everything else, whatever happens about it. And so hopefully what I have shared here, our halftime show for the Super Bowl, Rosary Miracles, the Virgin Mary, hopefully that will put in tune something that would be a great conversation for families and people who love football but would like to see something more also, especially for the halftime shows. So with that, I will say go Chiefs and enjoy the Super Bowl. And we will catch you next time. God bless. And I will end with this promo, a Journey with Mary promo, John Carpenter, and the team will be back next Sunday. And so we just want everybody to enjoy, because this is such a great series, Journey with Mary. I'm looking for the promo. It's supposed to be in alphabetical order, but it just doesn't seem to. Ah, I found it. So here's the promo, and I will end and close with this.
Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, join John Carpenter for A Journey with Mary, an in-depth look at some of the many places Our Lady has been throughout the world since 40 A.D. I got a message on the radio, but where it came from, I don't really know. Came from the Catholic Defender Radio Network. That's Journey with Mary, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Sunday nights on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.